Hi, Igor.
Hi, Melody. What are you up to?
I just got off the phone with the rock climbing gym. They said that if we can find two more people to come on Saturday, they can give us a discount on the price for the afternoon.
That's great.
The only problem is that we need to find them today. It's already Thursday. So, who can we convince to come along? Any ideas, Igor?
Let me think. Well, how about Amelia? She's very sporty. I think she might like rock climbing.
Amelia's going back to Sydney today, and I'm not sure how long she's going to be away for.
Oh, okay. I think Prakash likes to go rock climbing. Why don't we give him a call?
I thought about Prakash too, but his family is visiting him from Queensland this weekend, and I think he'll be a little too busy.
I know. Let's ask Arnaldo.
Arnaldo? I don't think so. Didn't you know? He's terrified of heights.
I was terrified of heights before I started climbing. You get over it.
Not in his case. Arnaldo has acrophobia.
Acrophobia? What's that?
Well, acrophobia is a phobia, Igor. An irrational fear about a situation, living creature, place, or object. Phobias are psychological disorders, and they're much more serious than just being afraid of something. Phobias can start to affect your ability to do normal tasks. Arnaldo can't climb stairs, and he can't stand on a ladder. It makes him really anxious.
Oh, I see. He's probably not the person to take rock climbing then.
Probably not.
Do you have any phobias, Melody?
Not that I know of, but I do know a bit about them. My father is acrophobic, like Arnaldo, and my brother has very bad claustrophobia.
That's the fear of confined spaces, right?
Right. He was terrified of the small bedroom he had when we were kids. He used to sleep in the living room every night.
Poor guy.
It hasn't been easy for him, but he's getting better, and he's not alone. Did you know that about 8% of the Australian population suffer from a phobia of some kind?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and there are plenty of phobias out there. For example, I bet you didn't know that there's such a thing as the fear of white.
The colour?
Yes, the proper name for the fear is leucophobia.
Leucophobia, huh? Interesting. What about other colours?
Well, I know there's such a thing as a fear of the colour purple, and the colour black too.
I think black is a shade, Melody.
Okay, Igor. Or maybe you've heard about ergophobia, the persistent fear of work.
I think I might have suffered from that one at some time in my life.
Don't be silly.
What about the fear of speaking in public? What do you call that?
That's a common one that lots of people suffer from, me included. The proper name for it is glossophobia.
Okay, so what's the strangest phobia you've come across so far, Melody?
I think I'd have to say the irrational fear of knees, genuphobia.
Knees? Interesting. Is that a fear of your own knees or other people's?
I'm not sure, but either way, I don't think many genuphobes would enjoy rock climbing. There are knees everywhere at the gym.